This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So, a couple of days ago, I was reviewing with my Quran teacher, and we're going through Surah Ali Imran. And then all of a sudden, I came to this ayah, and I just could not remember it for my life. I was like blank, right? So anyway, she started giving me hints, trying to remind me, like, it's you. And I was talking about the Day of Judgment, right? The ayah starts with yom. So she told me it was such a difficult day and our deeds and whatnot. Anyway, alhamdulillah, I remembered the ayah. And what the ayah says was just something that made us both stop and talk about for a little bit. But the way it ended is what I want to really share with you. So the ayah says what? يَوْمَ تَجِدُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ مُحْضَرًا وَمَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ سُوءٍ تَوَدُّ لَوْ أَنَّ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَهُ أَمَدًا بَعِيدًا وَيُحَذِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ نَفْسَهُ وَاللَّهُ رَؤُوفٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. What does this mean? It's a day when every soul will find what it did from good deeds present and what it did from bad deeds also present. And it's going to wish that these deeds were as far off as possible from it. Like, Ya Rab, I just want to disappear, right? From all the bad things that I did. And then the ayah says what? وَيُحَذِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ نَفْسَهُ. Allah warns you about himself. Like, don't take my commands lightly. It's not a joke. But the way the ayah ends is what made me like, think like, yes, you know, we were talking about the intensity of the day and, you know, how we really have to be mindful of what we do and our actions and how Allah's warning us. But I was like, you know what? You know, Ustadha, but the beauty of the ending, it's like what Allah says, وَاللَّهُ رَؤُوفٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. And Allah is most gracious with his servants, right? It's just like a little pat on the back, subhanAllah. And if you speak Arabic, you're going to know that the word ra'fa or ra'uf is not really about just being gracious. It has such an intense and beautiful meaning. The word ra'fa actually means like it's the utmost level of mercy, the utmost level of rahmah. And subhanAllah, I was telling her, yes, subhanAllah, it's an intense day and Allah is warning us, but it ends talking about Allah's utmost mercy, the ra'fa. And it gave me such hope, like, yes, we sin and we err and we make mistakes, but Allah's telling you, if you are in that place right now, if you are making mistakes, if you are sinning, if you are in a position where you feel like you can't just, you know, break that cycle, just stop and remember that Allah is Ra'uf. Don't say there's no point of me, you know, making tawbah. Allah's not going to accept me. No, Allah is Ra'uf bil-ibad. Right now, it's as simple as saying, Allahumma inni astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Ya Allah, I ask for your forgiveness and please, you know, I'm repenting to you, Ya Rab. And the minute you just knock on his door, subhanahu wa ta'ala, coming to him, repenting, you know, Allah loves that. Allah says like, you know, if this world or this earth was filled with people who did not sin, he would have what? Taken them away and bought a new whole creation that would sin so that he would forgive them. And it's not an invitation for us to kind of like, go ahead, okay, come on, sin. So Allah likes, no, no, no. But it's telling you how forgiving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Do not forget, you know, give up on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah and on his ra'fa. Such a beautiful meaning. Allahumma inni astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. And then ask Allah that he repents on you so that you can repent. Allahumma inna nas'aluka an tatuba alayna hatta natub, ya Rab. You know, grant us the ability to repent, ya Rab. Beautiful meaning, ra'fa. Always remember that word, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ra'uf bil-ibad. Don't ever give up on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah. And put those hands up and ask for forgiveness. And inshallah, ya Rabbi, he will accept you because Allah loves to be asked. Allah loves to be asked. Think to yourself, which one of us as humans likes to be asked? Even as adults, when somebody keeps nagging and nagging, you're like, oh my God, okay, I'll do it. But Allah loves to be asked. Ya Allah, Allah ra'uf bil-ibad. You know, just put those hands up and pray. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.